Lord, I told Brother Chris, if he'd find somebody to preach for me on Sunday night, I would appreciate it, because I wanted to spend my time playing with the grandbabies. And that's what we did. We had a great time. The only bad thing about Florida this time of the year, you never know what the weather is going to be. And so we left here on Monday. It was fairly cold here, but y'all had a nice week. It was as warm in Florida for the first 3 days as it was here. Matter of fact, on Wednesday, I believe it was 11 degrees warmer here than it was in Florida. But the last 2 days was really gorgeous and beautiful. We enjoyed our time and was so grateful that we got to go away and see them. But Brother Stacy's going to come preach for us. He takes care of our children's ministry. He's a guy that's been faithful to the Lord for a number of years. And I know that you're going to enjoy his message tonight. So you come ahead, Brother Stacy.
Thank you, Dave. Well, if you got your Bibles with you, I hope you do tonight. I'd like you to turn in the Book of Beginnings, which is Genesis, of course, and it'd be Genesis chapter 2, verse 7 will be our launching point here, and then from there we're going to backtrack after that reading of that verse to chapter 1, but we won't be long. But I think there's a very captivating thought and truth that comes out of here that I hope it'll bless you as it has me down for the year thinking of it. So right before we read that the word and then get to it, now let's pray and ask the Lord's blessing to it. Dear Lord Jesus, we do come to you. We thank you for the good singing. We've enjoyed this tonight. We pray you'd bless now at this time as we open up your word, Lord. And we pray that you'd just speak to our hearts, Lord, every one of us, Lord. I pray you'd help me to be totally yielded to you and your spirit, Lord, and that every word that proceeds from my mouth will be what you would want said. And Lord, it just be truth that would be just made manifest from your word. And Lord, we just pray you bless our preacher and give him safety on to Minnetonka and the meeting there. And Lord, Brother Robert and others in the need of your care physically. And Lord, just thank you for our church. Thank you again, Brother David, Ms. CJ, back safely. And Lord, we just pray now you'd bless again now to reading here to your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Genesis chapter 2 and verse 7. Man, the more I've read it, this is a very important, powerful verse of starting out the word here. And I think in some ways in my life in reading it, and it could be, you could overlook or miss some of the value or some of the importance that's being said here. But I hope for the reading of it here, and then as we go back and highlight, you'll see what blesses my heart to it. But it says in Genesis chapter 2 and verse 7, "And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul." If I give a title to the message tonight, working with the kids and the children's church down for the years, I've loved giving titles and names and messages, and I've challenged the kids in our children's church services that if they can remember those titles, come back the next week, they get a special prize. And my desire is, by remembering the title, they'll know, and something will be in the heart about the lesson, about what God's trying to teach. And if I give a title to this, it would be, God did much more than speak. God did much more than speak. And I think you'll see what I mean in a second here, stuff of what I meant by him much more than speaking, as he describes in verse 7. If we go back to chapter 1, and I hope you have a Bible soon, you can follow this, because I've got my Bible, I've got it highlighted in yellow here, and I've got some little circles, and it just jumps out to me by that, this thought that comes out. But I'm going to read it, just start off, and it says, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters." Now in verse 3, the first three words of verse 3, when we say those words, they're very important here, because there's going to be seven more times those three words are going to be used as God describes his creation, as he describes the thing that's going on. And it starts out by saying, "And God said." And God said. Now think about it. Tonight we have the written word of God preserved to us. We got his written holy word. But now then, as he's talking about his creation, we're going to get to see his powerful spoken word. The powerful spoken, the power that's involved in God's spoken word. Just his speaking, okay? And it says here, "And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning was the first day." So by his spoken word, we see God here speaking out and there being light. And something I love, I love the fact to think about, if you've ever wondered, where did the term day come from? Where did the term night? Our God gave those terms, didn't he? Our God is the one that put the term to light would be referred to as day. And the darkness would be referred to as night. You know, that's just our God. It's a personal God given that. So he named those things, and his creation process is beginning. Then verse 6, once again, we see those three words. And God said. So his spoken word, his mighty spoken word is speaking out. He said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. Now, somebody like me, that's not a common word to me, firmament. That's not a word I hear every day, I guess, or not a word that I know every day. And I'd be thinking, man, firmament. What is God talking about? And he says, firmament. So if you look in the Webster Dictionary, he says, firmament is the arch of the sky, okay? But what I love is the Bible, in many ways, the Bible's its best answer to itself. You know, because if you read on in the next verse, after he tells us, look what he says here. And God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. But here's verse 8. And God called the firmament heaven. So he answered it. The arch of the sky, heaven. You know, God said he's made light, he's made darkness by his spoken word. Now then, he's got the heavens, the vastness, he's got the heavens there, and he's building on to his creation. Those three words come in again. You know, again, pops out, and again, we'll hear about all God's spoken word. In verse 9, and God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together under one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called these seas. And God saw that it was good. So again, I just imagine that spoken word. But think about this. I mean, you can Google on your phones. My wife has to do all the Googling and all the, I'm a Google or whatever it's called to get on the phone. I got an old flip phone here, one of these ancient things, you know, that you can't even hardly text on, and that you're just an old thing. I don't do it. But you can do it, and you can find out whoever spotted Jupiter for the first time. Somebody was credited for naming Jupiter, or naming this or that. But who named the planet Earth? God did. I just said, God did. Who came up with the name Earth for the dry land, you know? My God did. He named it Earth. You know, and then the seas and the oceans, the waters, once again. And see, these are details that we shouldn't miss, I don't think. These are details that God wouldn't have to put there to us. If it wasn't that, what I believe is, as he's telling us this, he's leading everything up. He's making his creation. He's doing it in a precise order. He's building it to something very special just ahead. He's building all this creation. He's planning it. Everything he's doing is coming together to some very unique prize, some very special creation, okay? And so he's given us these details. So my God named our planet Earth and the waters and the seas. And so then, though, God could have just left things black and white. Do you ever think about that? Made things light, he, out of darkness, he did black, the light, the day, the darkness. I guess the skies kind of be maybe a little, start maybe thinking blue there. But he's going to begin saying, hey, I'm going to color up my creation. I'm going to make my creation. I'm going to put some color into it. And look what he says here. He says, see where I'm at him. Over 11. And God said, those words are again, let the earth bring forth grass, the herd yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth. And it was so. So once again, by his spoken word, by his mighty, powerful spoken word, he begins to color up his creation, doesn't he? Amen. I remember as a kid growing up, our TVs were black and white. We had a TV, you know, and it got three channels. Man, it got three. It got able to get CBS, ABC, no, CBS and NBC, I think, and one other thing or something. But it could get three channels, and it was black and white. But then we sold a bunch of catalogs of school promotion thing. My mom sold them. We got the credit for it. But me and my stepdad, she sold all these things, and we got to get this 16-inch, a little 60, but it was a color TV. Color TV. And man, it even had ABC and some of the two other stations. And boy, those stations had all the best shows. I don't know how we live without them. Lost in Space and the Fantastic Four. Oh man, what golly! But it was color. I remember the first thing I ever saw on color TV was the All-Star game, All-Star baseball game. I was watching an All-Star baseball game, and just seeing all the colors coming out and stuff, you just go, oh, wow to it. But that's what God's doing, I think, with His creation. He's coloring it up. He's making it, you know, beautiful and pretty and appealing and loving. And what's He doing all this for? Well, you're going to see. We're still going to see, but He's speaking and spoken. His word is speaking through, and now we get down to 14, verse 14. Again, those words are going to pop out. And God said, so again, for His spoken word, let there be lights in the firmament of heaven to divide the day from the night, and let there be for signs and for seasons and for days and for years. He'll go on to tell us here that He creates a greater light to rule the day and a lesser light to rule the night. And then He throws the stars up all over the sky. But how's He doing that? Think about it. How the Bible tells us. He's doing that by His spoken word. He's doing that by speaking. He's doing that. All this is happening by speaking all these things and bringing them into being. Okay? And so now we've got color, we've got lights, we've got day, we've got night, we've got, you know, we've got dry land, the earth, you know, we've got the waters. God is building and setting and creating and putting everything in order. He's got the grass, He's got the fruit trees, He's got all this. But now there's more to be added to His creation, huh? He goes on and He says in verse number 20, three words again, huh? And God said, let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creatures that have life, and fowl that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven. And God created great whales, and every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly, and after their kind, and every winged fowl after his kind. And God saw that it was good. So how did God make all these creatures of the waters, and of the birds of the air, and even the great whales? He spoke. He spoke. He put forth His powerful word and spoke and brought into creation and brought in to make all these creatures of our world, okay? But He's going on. And that's what He's going on, and we'll fly on through here. You'll be through here tonight. But in verse 24, again, all three words are popping out at us. He says, and God said, let the earth bring forth the living creatures after His kind, cattle and creeping things and beasts of the earth, after His kind, and it was so. So now then, all the animals that of the dry land, of our, you know, the cattle, the bears and the lions and the whatever, all these animals, you get all the animals you think of, again, by His spoken word, all these creeping things, the creepers upon the earth, God has made. He's got this world pretty full up now of all kind of things, but it's led now to His greatest, His prized creation. Kind of like what He was making it all for. What I say, what He was setting off all to. But again, verse 26. And again, you'll see those three words. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God made man in His own image. In the image of God created He him. Male and female, created He them. So once again, God starts out by like He's been doing, right? He's speaking. That's how He starts out. But here's what's so exciting to me. He didn't stop there. He didn't stop this time with speaking. Everything He's made to this point has been speaking. The sun, the moon, the stars, the great mountains, the water, the rivers, even the great whale. Out in the ocean. All these animals, all these creatures, He spoke. But now He's going to much more than speak. Now He's got down to His what I believe he's been making everything for, what he's been building up to, what he's been building everything around for, now then he's going to much more than speak. Because the Bible says in chapter 2, verse 7, we read, "And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul." You see, our God got down to himself on his knees, and he formed out of dust, he formed that first man, Adam. If you've ever seen pictures on the Egyptian gods and all the people in the old movies, you might see a god or some creature with 1,000 eyes around his body, or a bunch of wings and a big old, all kind of weird looking creatures, right? You know how I know my God has 2 eyes, 2 ears, 2 hands, and 2 feet? Because I know we were made in his image. He told us we were created in his image. My God don't have a bunch of other things and a bunch of that. He has exactly what me and you have. You know, because we were made. He formed us and he designed us. And our God with his own hands. Not just his spoken word. Not just his powerful spoken word, but now it's much more. He forms and he makes that first man, doesn't he? But he still didn't stop there. All these other creatures, they have life by his spoken word. Now, this is important. Adam is all formed. God has already spoken and said, we're going to make God in our image. Now, who's the our? The our is the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus was right there with him, with God the Father. That's the our image. But he's laying there. Everything else has had their life given to them by his spoken word. Now God does something very important. One of the most important things, I believe, to stand on his Bible. He breathes in the nostrils of Adam the breath of life. And it says man becomes a living soul. That's the only thing of God's creation that has that said about him. That's why we're the only thing that has a never-dying soul. We have God breathed into Adam part of himself. You see, the never-dying, ever-eternal God breathed part of himself into Adam. And now Adam became a living soul. All the other things of God's creation doesn't have this breath of life like that. That's why it's so important on Wednesday nights when we fill this thing up with all the teenagers that's over here and the little young ones here, our preachers usually surrounded by a bunch of them. Right, a lot of kids have Coopers back there in the back with a bunch of them to take the offering and stuff. But everything's all filled up in here. It's all because every one of them have a never-dying, ever-living soul that was put into them by God. Breathed into them by God. It can't die. It can't die. It's going to spend eternity somewhere, one or two places we know of. But it can't die because it was given by God himself. He did much more than speak. Everything around here you look at came into existence by God speaking. But if you look around each other, turn around and look at each other, you were made by much more than him speaking. You were formed as part of Adam's race, as part of coming up, you were formed and then you were given a never dying soul. Ever living soul. So why is it so important that we reach out to everyone with this message of God and what he's done is that it's right there, that verse right there. Listen to it again. "And the Lord God formed a man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul." Man, what an awesome thing to know. You know, and that's how much God loves us. Like Brother David mentioned singing about that song right when we sang another part of it. That's how much God loved us. He much more than spoke, didn't he? According to his word, he did it all for us. Man, can't we, the very little he asked of us in return, someday we're going to be in heaven and all the glory that he's preparing for us there. Let's don't overlook the glory we have down here. He made this earth so special for us. And sin came in. Adam disobeyed. Yeah, sin came in. Roses didn't ever used to have thorns, and now they have thorns. And after sin comes, the curse of sin. And things were sure dark. Things had their darkness of that. I know how it happens. but a never dying soul. Still the same in every one of us. And that soul's going to, like I say, I hope everyone in this room has the knowledge and knowing in your heart that that soul's going to be in heaven with God, the Creator, not separated from God forever. But we have an important mandate about that everybody around us knows, you know, loved ones and friends and neighbors and all around us knows the fact of this God and what He did. He did much more than speak, didn't He? Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank You for the truth that comes here out of Your Word, Lord. Thank You as I hope and pray You, Lord, help me to present it in a way that would be so true to Your Word and yet open our eyes and minds to the thoughts of what is said. Lord, I'm so unworthy of it, but so thankful of what You did for us, Lord, and how You did it and why You did it and the steps You went through in such a great order was just made ever so clear that it was made for the purpose of that first man, first woman, and then the creation of Your great creation of mankind. And God, I just so thank You for the fact that we have that privilege. And then, of course, Lord, so important we realize that the soul that You place within us has that eternal home waiting for them in heaven if they'll just turn their life to Jesus and turn their care to Him. And God, I pray everybody in this room have done that. Lord, we don't ever know. We don't want to ever pretend to know, Lord. There may be someone that hasn't yet made that decision clear in their heart. Lord, I pray they could see of all the steps You went through so they could have that assurance, Lord, that they will be in heaven someday by just giving their heart and life to Jesus. And Lord, I pray that we would be sure of that fact and then we'd be busy about helping everyone that we can find around us to know, Lord, and bringing them to Your house or doing whatever we can do to see to it that they know about the fact that You, Lord, have done all this for them too. And Lord, we love You. We thank You for everything You are. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.